Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, August 13th, and this is night two of Matt Chat's FanFest preview week. And of course, tonight I am joined by NWF ring announcer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace, and you are right. It is the road to FanFest, and it is what a road this has been. We discussed last night. We have the future stars. They're on the pre-show. They've got that huge battle royal plus that unified title match. We discussed the match. Hollywood Adam Swayze taking on the Star Rider, trying to regain the Tri-State Championship. If Swayze loses, Gideon Weinstein gets his head shaved. Trust me, and I think there's a lot of people that are going to agree with, I hope Swayze loses for multiple reasons, but especially to see Gideon get his head shaved. But tonight's topic happens to be very special, dear and special to me, because it is discussing the Women's Revolution title match. We're going to crown the inaugural Women's Revolution champion, and it will be in the Ultimate Ladder match. The match was initially slated to be Nikki Victory, Big Mama, Ella, Selena Dean. After her performance at the last Future Star show, Kayla Cassidy was added to the match. But for those who haven't seen it yet, due to the actions of Selena Dean when the Future Stars were on the road in Wilmington, Big Mama suffered a knee injury that has sidelined her from being able to compete in this match. And speaking of, our two very special guests tonight are none other than Ella and Selena Dean.
Hello.
Ladies,
hello.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome for having us, actually.
You know, yeah. Thank you, ladies, for being on the show this evening. Let's discuss, you know, because you two are young up-and-comers in the Women's Revolution. You've both made quite an impact. This past Saturday in Wilmington, when the Future Stars were on the road, we saw you, Selena Dean, take a hammer.
I mean, you could just call me Tanya Harding if you want to. Let's be honest here. I took Big Mama out. For the better, she doesn't need to be embarrassed at FanFest 13. So I did myself and Ella a favor and just got her out of the way.
That's what you call that, doing yourselves a favor.
Yeah. Wasted space in my ring where me or Ella become the absolute best first ever women's champion of the NWF.
Now, you or Ella. So let me ask this, because I've seen the flyers and I see how you two ladies tend to operate. What involvement is
like a
your
functioning machine?
So it's safe to then presume Shadow will be out there with you as well.
Whoa, you don't worry about Shadow.
Yeah, Shadow's none of your business. That's why he's the Shadow. You can't see him. He's your Shadow.
He's lurking in all places. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all at once. And, you know, if the Shadow wants to come and help, which he doesn't need to, he might and he may not. That's for him to decide.
Little Miss Sunshine, Nikki Victory, if she's going to be out there, then you can best believe there's going to be a Shadow.
Let's talk a little bit about Nikki Victory and Kayla Cassidy, who are both in this match with you two ladies. You ladies had a tag team match. You ladies had a tag team match the last time when we were at Bone Crusher for the Future Stars. And it looked to me like Kayla Cassidy and Nikki Victory worked rather well together. Do you have any concerns with those two trying to work to eliminate you two from the match?
Well, see, the problem with them is they've only worked together once. Selena and I have a long history of working together, and we understand each other's minds. And they don't know each other. You know, Kayla Cassidy is just some geek off the street. She's from Kentucky, so Lord knows what's going on in her brain. Like, does she know what a ladder is? Like, I'm genuinely concerned for my safety. She's like line dancing with her cousin mother. And Nikki Victory, don't get me started. She's from a fake place in Illinois. How can people get behind somebody who's lying about where they're from, Callie?
She's never even been to Illinois.
Yeah. Let alone from there.
Well, we can't say that Nikki Victory's never been to Illinois.
No, I'm just saying right now, I've looked at her stuff, and she doesn't go anywhere.
She lives under a rock.
Yeah,
like her shallow life.
Her and her star-spangled dumb gear, looking like the American flag, want to say the Pledge of Allegiance to her, a fucking bumper.
So, you two have no concern. So, aside from the fact that you didn't want to see her, quote-unquote, embarrass herself, was Big Mama that much of a threat that you felt you had to try to take her out to basically, as you said, Tonya Harding her?
Well, she wasn't a threat. It was just the fact that we wanted to single in on Nikki Victory, because Nikki Victory, you know, I don't know what it is about Nikki Victory. She's just been causing a lot of problems for me and Ella here recently, and I'm sick of it. So, Nikki Victory is this punky little kid who needs a bodyguard. And you know who that bodyguard is? That bodyguard is Big Mama. And without Big Mama there to get in my way, I've got full focus on Nikki Victory. We got to divide and conquer. There it is.
Well, now, I wouldn't go under
Tasha. They called Nikki and Big Mama the leaders of the women's revolution, but we're going to show them that it's not them, it's us.
Now, if I were the two of you, I wouldn't go looking past Nikki Victory. She's held her own in some of the toughest matches.
Maybe one-on-one, maybe we've got some competition with her, but with Selena and I working together, we have nothing to worry about. That's a bond you can't break. That's like a steel chain.
So let's just, I'll play a little bit of devil's advocate here. What happens, let's just say, if one of the two of you happens to climb that ladder and retrieve that title and become the first ever Women's Revolution champion?
And
wouldn't that cause
a
little bit
of
friction?
No, absolutely not. Because me and Ella, we both know that when we go to war Saturday, we're going in as a team, but we understand that sometimes one team member gets to be on the higher pedestal, and if Ella wins or if I win, we know that we have good competition hand in hand, whether it be Nikki Victory or whether it be Ella that wins, and she's got me coming right after it, and she knows it.
So there's no there'd be no dissension between either of you. That's gonna be your baby?
Maybe we're gonna be like divorced parents. Yeah. We're gonna work together. We're still gonna try to be ourselves, but we're gonna work together. You know the doll's gonna have the belt. The doll's gonna hold the belt for us, so it's a unity. The children of darkness, the cult of shadows that we are, is gonna be so much stronger with the belt. And, you know, once one of us gets the title, Shadow's getting a title. And then we're just going to keep going and going. You know, heck, me and Ella might grab the tag team titles while we're at it. Who has the tag team belts now? Men? Bull crap. It's going to be us. We're just going to grab all the NWF belts and take them for ransom.
Are you too serious about this? You
oh, I'm
you
so
want
serious.
to So not only do you plan on winning this ladder match, which I know that is, that's every woman's goal that is in that match, is to ascend that, is to ascend that ladder and retrieve that title and leave Women's Revolution champion. But you're also saying that you want to go after the tag team titles and any other title that's currently held by a male competitor.
Yeah, because we're the Revolution, Callie. We are. Not Nikki Victory, not Big Mama. You know, we are. And this first match is just a stepping stone. This is just our first strung on the ladder. We're not going to stop climbing after this.
I'm intrigued to see how you two manage to work together, because I've seen you work together as far as a team goes in a tag team setting. But really, this puts friend against friend, friend against foe. I mean, in all technicalities, there's no real alliance in a ladder match. So,
we know that, but we'll come back better and stronger than ever after the ladder match. Friends fight. Selena and Ella, we know that friends fight, and we are able to fight with each other and still be strong. Where Kayla and Nikki, I don't think that they can handle that.
So you could handle if your friend Selena hits you with a ladder in that match?
Yeah, because we understand that sometimes friends have to turn their back on their friends. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to come back together and be as strong as ever. We're looking at the bigger picture, Callie, and the bigger picture is that title. And that title is going to look sweet around either one of our waists.
I have to admit, that is a very sweet-looking title that they've acquired for the Women's Revolution Championship. I can't say I'm surprised that you went after and took out Big Mama. I'm sorry?
I said, I know you're shocked. You're stumbling over your words. You're shook. I would be too.
Like, I'm not overly surprised.
Too.
Well, yeah, because I don't think... I know she knows you're underhanded, and you're going to do whatever you have to do to try to acquire a victory of some sort, whether it's by hook or crook, so to speak. However, I don't think anybody expected you to take a hammer to her knee.
Well,
I mean,
that was unexpected.
Obviously, and to be honest, I was rather shocked and appalled by that fact that you did that. However, smart enough to steer clear when you came to the ring later that night with that hammer still in hand.
Yeah. I told you I'd do the same thing to you. I'll do the same thing to anybody who steps in my way.
Does that include Ella?
Maybe. But she knows better.
She knows better.
I just want my chocolate milk. You hear that, Callie? She just wants her chocolate milk. We got to get these pills washed down so she can act normal.
By normal, you mean more like Ella and less like Elizabeth?
I don't know. I'm talking to Ella right now. I'm trying to get Elizabeth so we can skedaddle.
Well, I don't want to keep you, ladies, and I especially don't want to keep Ella from her meds. Because we both know that's very important.
Yeah, she's about to lose it. She might scream here in a second. You never know.
We definitely do not want that, because...
But if you got more questions, lay them on us.
Ace Diamond, do you have any questions you would like to ask Ella or Selena?
Yes, Simon.
No, I think we've covered everything. I just... hope that scream doesn't come. So I think it's best to let these ladies go so that medicine can be administered.
I will be paying close attention to that match because while I've said on a number of occasions, I am proud to see what the women's revolution has brought about in this company. But make no mistake about it, I don't want to see anybody tarnish the reputation of this women's revolution either.
Absolutely not.
So with that being said, I will, against better judgment, but because I am professional and I'm going to be unbiased here, I'm going to wish both of you ladies the best of luck this Saturday in Fairfield in the ultimate ladder match, which is going to be the women competing in that match this year for the first time ever in the history of that company. So I will wish both of you ladies the best of luck. May the best woman come out.
We don't need it, but thank you for the thought. We've got this, Callie.
And I look very forward to seeing how this all plays out this Saturday in Fairfield. Folks, if you have not already, get your pre-sale tickets. They are available at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Remember, VIP tickets are $20. VIPs will be let in at 2 p.m., treated to two special bonus matches. General admission tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door. You will be let in at 2:30 for all the fun, excitement, and the games that make up FanFest. And at 5 p.m., the main show will start. And folks, if you've never been to FanFest, you don't want to miss this one. Because I am going to tell you now, and I will guarantee this, it is action-packed, front to back, side to side, top to bottom. It don't matter how you look at it. It is a stacked card. So come on out and join the Northern Wrestling Federation this Saturday in Fairfield. Remember, VIP tickets, $20. General admission is 10 in advance, 12 at the door. VIPs, you're let in at 2 p.m., general admission, 2:30. Ella, Selena, have a nice night and good luck this Saturday in Fairfield because I think you're going to need it.
Hey, Callie, I've got one thing left to say to Nikki Victory and one thing only, and that's it. Nikki Victory, if you're listening right now, you're going to find out Saturday at FanFest 13 why me and Ella are considered most dangerous.
Yikes. That is a sharp warning for Nikki Victory. And I don't know that I would want to be on the other side of the ring from Ella and Selena Dean. Because I'm going to tell you, Ace Diamond, from where you sit in the crowd, they're scary. When you stand in the ring across from them, they're utterly terrifying.
I'm sorry, did you say something? I lost hearing there temporarily.
Hey, Simon, have a good night. I will talk with you more tomorrow as we bring installment 3 of the Road to FanFest 13.
Miss Kelly, have a great night.
You do the same. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ella and Selena Dean, just two of the four competitors in the Women's Revolution Championship Ultimate Ladder match this Saturday at FanFest in Fairfield, just 3 short days away. I am so looking forward to it. It's going to be a great day, and that's going to be a great match. Like Miss Callie said, we will be back tomorrow night with the third installment of the Road to FanFest. Have a good night, everybody.